You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
We so excited and delighted that you guys would join us tonight for another episode of the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We so appreciative to all of you that will hang out with us again on this network. We're excited and delighted that you guys will come in tonight. Listen, I'm gonna play a song. I'll be right back right after this.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I.L.E. ain't got a dismay. I threw on you on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J., well what can I say? I ain't a crook but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Cause I'm the man.
And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, they had a grumble beer, cause I'm the man. As a feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is a bet in the gallon of milk. And haters mad, girls be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be banging their ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacks and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touch the flow the way she swing on my sack. And I know that haters wanna beat me down. They some cashes with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I scout about her and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind your business, cause I'm the man.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yeah. We're back in the building. So excited and delighted that you guys will join us tonight on another episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. Good evening, everybody. We're so appreciative of all of you guys that standing by on the phone lines and you guys over on the network. We see you on the network. We're so appreciative that you are hanging out with us tonight on this great network. It's We Talk Radio Network. We have a brand new website, guys. We would love for you to check out. It's www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. So we want you to check it out. We want you to go to our YouTube channel. Check out our YouTube channel. Listen, Mandy, if they want to subscribe on our YouTube channel, how do they subscribe on the YouTube channel?
So if you're on the YouTube channel, you would just hit the subscribe option, and you'll subscribe to the page.
Yeah.
YouTube network page.
Yes. And so Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Absolutely. This Sunday evening, this Sunday night down here in Dallas, Texas. We're so appreciative of all of you around the world that would take time out to check out the We Talk Radio Network. It is a thriving network. We're celebrating 11 years on We Talk Radio Network. This network has been founded by the CEO, Ms. Kia Davis. She's an awesome woman of God, an awesome boss, an awesome CEO, and just an awesome person.
Right.
Yes. And so she created the I Believe This Network in 2010, I believe. And it's still, you know, still thriving, man.
So awesome.
Yes. And we just so appreciate to her. Shout out to her and all of those that work on the We Talk family. You know, we appreciate to all you guys, all the great shows that's over here on We Talk Radio Network. We have great shows that's on the network that, you know, you guys can check out. Man, what are some of the shows that's on the network that they can go check out on We Talk Radio Network?
Yes, We Talk have something for you almost every day of the week.
Not almost, every day of the week.
Okay. Well, we remember all shows are Central Standard Time. We have the Kia D Unplugged show every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Groovy Tuesday, Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Yes.
After the Lights Go Out, that's on Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Right.
All right. And you have the Cave Radio Show, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m.
We know about that, right?
We do.
What a great segue, you know, because we hung out with the Cave Radio Show yesterday.
We did.
Yes, we hung out on the Cave Radio Show. It was a live broadcast that we broadcast down here in the city of Dallas, Texas, which was over in Plano, Texas. And we hung out over at the barbershop yesterday.
We did.
Yes, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here shortly. What other shows we have on the network, Mandy?
Oh, yeah. We also have something for you on Sunday. The Sean Lord Radio Show, that's at 10 a.m. on...
That's Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
It is Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Yeah, Shine, Lord, Shine Radio Show.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to get some word in because, man, I don't know if people really know that this week is National Bible Week. And, you know.
It is National Bible Week, and we know that this is Thanksgiving week as well.
Right.
And we've just been encouraging all of our listeners to get into your word this week. Some people need a new start into the word, right? Some people may have a Bible that has dust on it. They need to be brushed off and cleaned and polished. And if you want a new beginning, a new start in the word, since this is National Bible Week, we encourage you to get into your word.
And if you don't do that, join Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Yes.
That's Shine Lord Radio Show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., right?
That's right. We also have something for you that evening at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex.
Yes, they just went off. Hopefully you guys enjoyed their show. They have an awesome show that they do every Sunday night. And then I think we got one more good show on there, Mandy.
We do.
Because all of them good. You know?
They are all good, right, right. But we do have another show for you. Now, on Sunday night at 9 p.m., that's three shows on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Morning, evening, and late evening.
Mm-hmm.
We have the E-Man After Show, which you're listening to now.
You know they do?
I do. He's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so we so appreciative. And we want you to go back and listen to all the great shows. It's just so awesome that we can come together as, on this thriving network, which is black owned, and us personalities just come together and just do the doggone thing over here, man.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot of good things going off. Going on over here on We Talk Radio. Make sure you guys are following the YouTube channel once again. That's We Talk.
We talk.
Mm-hmm.
We listen, and we take action.
That's right. So make sure you guys are following us over on YouTube on all platforms. Go to WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes.
All right, and you can find out what's taking place over here, what's happening. You can also find out about the current events, what's coming up. And also you're able to give We Talk Radio. We do have a website, and all that information is listed on our website. Once again, that's WeTalkRadio.com.
www.
Yeah, World Wide Web. You guys know what it is.
World Wide Web. Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley. We're so appreciative of them guys that they run a great network. They run
they
a tight ship. Listen, they run a tight ship.
They do. They really do.
And
right?
So don't be messing up on my show, man. Make sure all your notes is right there.
I just, you know what? Tonight you're a little close to me, and I just feel like you're kicking me under the table.
We between.
You know you got those long legs. Don't get it twisted.
I'm best plexiglass right there.
No, under the table.
Oh. Well, we're excited that you guys would join us tonight. We this is the E-Man After Show. This is a mean show where we come together and we come around the domino table, and we put a big six question out there, and guess what? We discuss it. But tonight, guess what? We're asking, my big six question tonight is real simple. We're asking, you know, we're bucking up on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And my question tonight is, what are you thankful for? It's real simple. You know, we want you to call us up here on the network. We want you to call us up here on the phone line, which is 563-999-3456. And tell us, what are you thankful for? We would think everyone should be thankful for something. Why? Because we have had some challenging times. We have had some ups and down times. We have had some good times, the worst of bad times,
right,
all at the same time.
So true.
And so when you have good times, bad times, and all of it's happening at the same time, it takes a God to get you through it all.
It does. And we know that through a lot of things that we have experienced through COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
Family members being sick, just hearing stories on the news, we have experienced some things collectively. So we have a lot to be thankful for.
Right, right. And so tonight, guys, we're just asking a question tonight. What are you thankful for? Let me tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful to God first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
for just being God,
right,
in my life. You know, He is the Creator. You know, He wakes us up every morning. He gives us the ability to get up and go to work. He gives us health and strength. He gives us, you know. We can, you know, if it wasn't really for God, you know, I guess we wouldn't even be here, right? But He give us health and strength. And the old folks used to say, He woke me up in my right mind.
Right.
You know, I'm not up under a bridge. I'm not laying in a hospital room with an IV in my arm. You know, I got up and had breakfast this morning. I got up and dressed my own self. You know, just the little simple things in life. You know, checked on my kids, they doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did service today. Checked on a few friends, they doing good. And I'm just thankful. Thankful for the jobs that He have blessed me with. Thank you for the resources. Thank you for the people that have come in my life and the people that have left out of my life.
Right.
Because life is a learning lesson. And, you know, you're always learning. Some people come into your life for seasons and then they don't.
True.
You know, and so you learn what those lessons are all about. You know, he allowed me to go through college. He allowed me to, you know, just be the person who I am. And I'm so thankful and grateful tonight because the scripture teaches us, Mandy, in all things give thanks.
That's right, all things.
And so that's what we're asking tonight. You know, you can call up here on the E-Man After Show and give some thanks to Almighty God tonight. Who has He been in your life? What are you thanking for? That's our question tonight.
Yes.
And our question being that tonight, Mandy, it's National Bible Week. And so it goes hand in hand because it's Thanksgiving. And so everybody's off this week just about. You know, and mm-hmm. so if you, like Manda said, if your Bible got a little dust on it, you ain't picked it up for a minute, this would be a good week to do that. You know, yeah. start over there in the four Gospels, you know.
Yeah.
It'll help you understand the Bible.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know. I find that, for me, I feel that when people ask, well, where do I start? Well, what place other than finding out about the life of Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we're so appreciative to all of you guys that would hang out with us on tonight on the E-Man After Show. It's another episode, and I'm excited and delighted that you are here. Well, man, we hung out on yesterday.
We did hang out on yesterday.
With Mr. T. Smiley.
Yes, at the Cave Show, right?
Yes, we hung out on the Cave Radio Show yesterday. We did a live broadcast over in Plano, Texas. Those of you know anything about Dallas, Texas, we broadcast this show down in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
Texas. And if you know anything about the Texas area, it's Plano, Texas. And we hung out over at Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon.
Yes.
And Mr. Chuck over there and to all of his people. We hung over there yesterday morning on the Cave Radio Show. It was a great live broadcast. Shout out to Mr. T. I think that's where he get his hair whipped up. Because okay. we had a brother over there say he'll cut anything. You know, he'll cut some flowers. He'll cut the yard. Whatever it takes, he know how to cut it and trim it up. And so if you get in his chair, listen, he just don't cut. He cut. And so Mr. J was his name. Mr. German was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. German, y'all need to stop by World Class, Chuck World Class Barbershop and see Mr. Chuck.
Yes.
See Mr. German. And see whoever, you know, for all the other barbers that's over there, I think is Mr. S. And so we're so appreciative to Mr. T. Smiley. We used to do that a long time ago. You know, a lot of the mainstream radio stations would go out and do live remote. But, you know, they kind of pull away, I guess, because we got social media now.
Right.
You know, and it's easy just to click on your phone and you're right there. But we was live out on location.
Yes, we were. It was just such an awesome time. Mr. T. Smiley, he conducted a great interview. You know, he interviewed the owner of the shop, Mr. Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Chuck came with a lot of positivity, right?
Right.
We had the marquee, Kia D, in the house. Kia D brought a lot of energy, and she talked about, you know, just different topics that Mr. Chuck and the barbers in the barbershop was talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very warming and very inviting environment.
Yes, well, we enjoyed that. And listen, you can go back on the website. You can check out the website over here on We Talk Radio. You can check out the videos. You can check out everything that we did on yesterday with Mr. T. Smiley. We're gonna be doing a lot of more of that. You know, we're going to be hanging out and just having a good time over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, you need to tell a friend about We Talk Radio. You need to tell a friend, say, hey, I want you to join We Talk Radio Network. Why? Because they just doing the doggone thing. Well, man, we got to take a break. And when we come back out of this break, we see you guys on the phone line. Listen, you got to hit option one. It signal us and let us know you want to come into the conversation, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Our Big Six question tonight is, you know, what are you thankful for? Why? Because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and it's just an awesome thing. God help. You know, a lot of us have lost our loved ones, and a lot of us have lost jobs, but we're still here, and that means God ain't through with us yet. So we're so appreciative to you that's over on the network. We Talk Radio Network, those of you on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to make a comment, and we'll reach back out to you. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back with more of this right after that.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need all need you here in this place. We all need
show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out. Hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Ooh, we know who you are and you never change. You still got over everything. Oh, oh Lord, we need you. I don't wanna sound selfish, but won't you answer me? Just one word from you can set me free. Yeah, yeah. We all need you, hey, to make a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, hey, show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah, when our faith is lost and we're full of.
Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Oh, yeah. We're back in the building. So excited and delighted that you guys will hang out with me on the E-Man After Show. Man is in the building. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Yeah, we're appreciative of all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that's standing by on the phone lines. Yeah, we left off asking a question. What are you thankful for? So, Amanda, what are you thankful for on tonight?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I am thankful for a lot. You know, I am, you know, thankful to God that I have my life, health, and strength. Of course, I'm here. You know, I'm not sick or anything like that. I'm grateful for my children, that my children are well, they're alive. I'm very grateful that no one in our family have been, talking about me and my children, have been affected with COVID. And for those family members that were affected with COVID, that they recovered, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for Mandy the Mentor show, Mandy the Mentor International.
Mm-hmm.
E-Man, I'm grateful to you. Grateful to the We Talk family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Marquis Kia D, Mr. T. Smalley. You know, I'm grateful for you guys. You guys are so warm and, you know, just welcoming. I have a lot to be grateful for. I still have employment through COVID that has not been affected. And, yeah, I can go on and on. But I am grateful, for sure.
Yes, and so I believe we're just all grateful and just thank God for who he is and what he have done in all our lives. And, you know, when I look back over this year, man, it's been, you know, I just call it life. Why? Because scripture teaches us there's a time and a season for all things. There's
right.
There's a time to live and there's a time to die. There's a time to cry and there's a time to weep. And, you know, it's been about 8 months ago we laid my mother to rest. Mm-hmm. And it's a few weeks that you laid your father to rest.
Right.
And it's, you know, different ones have lost their loved ones. But through it all, God has kept us all.
Yes, he has.
And I've had friends that have passed away. I've had friends that lost jobs. You know, I have had friends that lose jobs and didn't know where their next meal was going to come from, but they kept getting up, put one foot in the other.
Yeah.
And they have made it through, you know. And so we so want to give thanks. We don't, you know, we're going to be doing Thanksgiving. I know a lot of churches around the city of Dallas does Thanksgiving services,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them are counseling in the service. I get it.
Yeah.
But in your own way, if you're with family this year, your family coming together to celebrate. Because a lot of this time last year, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
a lot of families didn't do Thanksgiving because COVID had everybody, you know, in a different place. People weren't really comfortable in going over nobody else's house and
right.
all of that. So it's amazing from 1 year to the next how, you know, life is. And I just call it life. And so this year, a lot of families are coming back together. Our friends are doing things and, you know, somewhat getting back to that. I won't say it'd be normal, a normal way of living, but somewhat normal, mm-hmm. the new norm, they call it.
Right.
Well, we just all coming together and somewhat celebrating and just giving thanks. If it just be around the dinner table, if it be watching the game. By the way, the Cowboys lost today. So shout out to all the Cowboys fans. I understand. I understand you, you know. We'll get them Thursday. You know, because we predicted, I think when we was on the K show, I was telling Mr. T. Smiley, me and Mr. T. Smiley, we agreed they go 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
So right now they're 7-3. So they're going to win. There's just something typical about the Cowboys. That's what they do. They have them good games, and then all of a sudden they fall off two or three games. And then so now it's time for them to keep winning and take us on in the playoffs. So they'll probably end up with a 10-3 or 11-3 record. And then we're going to the playoffs. And so to all of my Cowboyites out there and to all of my good friends that, you know, you love the Cowboys and love, you know, don't be jelly. We still a Cowboy fan. We're going to always be a Cowboy fan. And, you know, so we just excited for you guys that, and I know I just can't wait till I go on the K radio show next Saturday with Mr. T, because we're probably going to be talking about it.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, we talk a lot of sports. And he did a great interview with Mr. Muhammad on yesterday. You guys go back and check out that show. Go to T. Smiley's website or go to We Talk Radio Network website and check out the interview. He had a great interview with Mr. Muhammad out of Oklahoma. And he says two things that happened down there in Oklahoma. He said either you for Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma football team down there, or you for the Cowboys, one of the two. And so to all of you that's for the Cowboys, we'll be back this Thursday, and I think we'll win. And so we're appreciative. I'm thankful for the Cowboys. You know, grew up in this city, you know, 60 years old. This is hometown for me. So, listen, don't be jelly when it comes to the Cowboys. We are a dynasty team, you know. And so we got our cowgirls, Mandy. Man, you probably had a little cowgirl suit, huh?
What?
I probably seen you having a little. I could see you in a little cheerleader cowboy suit.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, definitely a cheerleader suit. That's for sure.
Yes. And so
I mean, the colors, yeah. so, I mean, it fits. It's very fitting.
Yes. And so Yeah, we appreciate all of you that love the Cowboys because, you know, we know you in your hometown, you, because you just, you know, this show is heard all around the world. The network is heard all around the world. So all of you guys that, you know, mainly, you know, you support your team, Cowboys will be back next this Thursday. We're playing this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day.
Right, but you do know there's people that's here that does not support the Cowboys, right?
No, I didn't know that. I thought everybody supported the Cowboys.
I thought, yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know nobody to jail about the Cowboys. You? Well, just so never, just in case, if you are, we'll be back Thursday. And so, wear your Cowboy gear. You know, man, I know you're not a Cowboy fan. And so that's what you're saying. And so at the end of the day, you know, you can't live in the city of Dallas and not like the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so we appreciate it, all you guys over on the network. Listen, you want to give God some thanks, you know, because see, you're a young whippersnapper. How old are you, about 40? How old are you, about somewhere up in there?
Yeah,
40. See, you got to understand Mr. Gil Brandt. Let me give y'all some history about the Cowboys.
Oh, my.
Let me give y'all some history about the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
When the owners of the Cowboys that bought the team back in the day, Bill Grant and all them guys, Tex Schramm and all them guys, when they built the stadium, they left a hole in the roof. They left a hole in the roof for a reason.
Okay.
That's so God can sit down and watch his favorite team. No, that's just real talk, you know.
Okay.
This is the history of the Dallas Cowboys. If you want to know why there's a hole in the roof of, it was called Texas Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
When they designed it, they created that hole so, because, you know, God said that was his favorite team. And he wanted to see them play. This is real. Good. If you think I'm gonna have to call up Mr. T Smile and have him to call it. Listen, this is the history of the Cowboys. Anybody that knows about the Cowboys know the hole in the roof is so God can sit there and watch his favorite team. And so Mr. Jerry Jones said, listen, we're gonna upgrade it a little bit. We're gonna slide it open when the game's on.
Uh-huh.
So God can, because it's a lot don't go on when the Cowboys is playing. If you ever drove in the streets of Dallas, you could probably go anywhere in 5 minutes because the streets just get real clear.
Right.
You know, you make your bill run, you do all of that type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And when you cut, you know, if you got to do a few errands, do it while the Cowboys is playing. Just listen to the radio because you'll be able to go right. Because why? Everybody's at the stadium or everybody's sitting at the house watching the Cowboy game. So this Thursday, we're giving thanks, you know, for our Cowboys and we'll get the win.
But okay.
Learned something.
I did. I'm just not into football. I represent, you know, my home team, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So they are if I have to represent, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not really into football. That's what that is. But if I have to represent, it will be the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. How can you live in the city of Dallas and not represent the Cowboys? But anyway, to all of you out there on the network, you know, we're so appreciative of you. We're so appreciative of you guys on the phone line. But tonight, we're talking about giving thanks.
Yes.
We're giving thanks to Almighty God because he's been grateful to us and he have blessed us and he have kept us through the good times and the worst of times all at the same time.
That's right.
You know, and once again, we're appreciative of you. I see a few people standing by on the phone lines. And so that's somewhat our big six question is. We'll bring you up. You hit option one. If you don't hit option one, we just thank you there listening. And that's quite all right with us. And we're so appreciative for all of you guys that would join us on tonight. Yes, we have had a blessed week and a blessed weekend. We enjoyed the live show on yesterday. Shout out to Mr. T. Smiley, who had a lot of great interviews with the Barbers and Mr. Chuck. And shout out to Ms. Kia Davis. And shout out to, did you do church today, man?
I did.
You did church today?
Mm-hmm.
Bayside Baptist?
No, I did church today.
What that mean?
I attended church.
Oh, you went to church today?
Yes.
You know, because a lot of people still doing church online.
They are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of churches have not fully opened back up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for me, I did go to church today. My church is open.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, so you already done gave thanks, huh?
I mean, you know, we do that every day anyway, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we so appreciative you guys would join us on tonight. I'm going to bring one of these callers in and see if they want to give thanks to God. Last four numbers, 3900. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Brother Dwayne.
Hey, Brother Dwayne, how you doing, man?
I'm fine. I'm blessed. And I'm highly safe.
Well, yeah, I know that's right. Yes, sir.
I want to give thanks.
Go right here, sir.
I was listening to Sister Mandy talk about this is National Bible Week, month.
No, National Bible Week. This week is National Bible Week.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is right. And I just want to give thanks that just being an American, because,
okay,
you know, I've been to the countries where you can't mm-hmm. read the Bible. You can't share your faith with others.
Right.
And I just give thanks that we're in a place, a country where we could agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
None of us are monolithic. You know, you might believe in one thing and
right.
I might believe in another thing, but that's okay. We
mm-hmm.
can, you know, we can agree to disagree. And
yes,
that's a good thing about America. And especially with the National Bible Week, like I said, I've been in countries where you can't read the Bible. You can't sell a Bible or pass that Bible on to any other place because you'd be arrested. You know, you
mm-hmm.
might be killed over that.
Wow.
So I just give thanks for being an American.
You're giving thanks to, for freedom, huh?
Yeah,
that's
freedom.
That sounds like freedom. Yes.
You know, in spite of all of that, people will be, sometimes we're so free that we don't realize how good we have it here in America.
You're definitely right about that.
mm-hmm.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
That's what I just want to give thanks for. And I give thanks for family, friends. I give thanks for the show. I give thanks for Sister Mandy, E-Man. I just give thanks to give thanks, to be able to give thanks.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know your mother passed a couple of months ago. My condolences to Mandy's father who passed. My
mm-hmm.
sister passed 1 year ago today.
Your sister passed how long ago?
Well, I say today. About
okay.
a year ago. About
a year ago.
Year
okay.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she was buried. She was buried this past week.
Oh, okay.
1 year. You know, we're still here, and
mm-hmm.
We're going to keep moving on.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you hanging out on the E-Man after show, and, you know, you're part of this show, and we're so appreciative that you would listen and come on, because, you know, I know it's a late show. It's a me and show. And I know we are, you know, a lot of us get up to go to work real early, but I appreciate
yeah.
you, and we appreciate you listening to the network and telling everybody about the network and the shows that's on the network. So we so appreciative of you, Mr. Dwayne. But we got to take a break, and when we come back out of this break, Dwayne, we'll bring you back up. We'll get back into the conversation. It is the E-Man After Show. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back right after this.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. Everything. I still have everything. Can you help me see it?
check one. My mic sounds like check one. Oh, 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 it's the E-Man after show. It's the E-Man after show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We so appreciative that all of you guys would join us on tonight. It is another episode of the E-Man After Show. And we have a big question that we put out there tonight. What are you thankful for? You giving God thanks tonight? What are you giving God thanks tonight for? Call us up here at 563-999-3456 and tell us what are you thankful for. I have Mr. Dwayne hanging out with me on tonight. I have Mandy hanging out with me tonight.
Yeah.
We so appreciative to all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight because we are thankful. We are thankful. So, Mr. Dwayne, how have your week been, sir?
Week has been pretty great. It was long, but it's been great.
Long week,
been
huh?
Great. Been great.
You on vacation this week?
Oh, yeah. We're going on vacation this week. Tomorrow we'll be putting in a state-of-the-art sound system at Conrad High School, middle school. So,
right.
That's how we're going to start the week off.
Yes. Are y'all doing a big Thanksgiving celebration, sir?
Not really. Not
okay.
Really. I'm going to be traveling to Houston just for the day.
Okay.
Hang out with my nieces who their mother passed, which was my sister. So,
okay.
That's
well,
we'll be doing.
Okay, we'll be lifting your family up because that's a lot that's going on, and this is why we're so grateful and thankful to, leading up to this week because we do recognize there's a lot of people have lost their loved ones, so we're praying God comfort, a few shows ago, Mr. Dwayne, we had a young lady, she called in and she was targeting prayers. Minister Adlaw, she was calling, she was targeting prayers. She was praying for, she was actually praying for comfort and heaviness of heart and healing, because that's a lot that's just been going on, in this season. And this too shall pass. It's one thing I like what Bishop Jake said on today. Those of you that listen to the network, I'm a member of the Potter's House here in Dallas, Texas, and Bishop Jinks is my pastor. He said it profoundly today. No matter who we are, no matter what we have all been going through, it's a reason behind it all. Why? Because it was already written in our lives. It's part of our story. And one of the things he shared today was as he was speaking today, he was just talking about practical life and reconnecting with your family, reconnecting with old friends. He was like, you guys need to reach out to people that you used to know. You don't know where they at. You need to check on friends. Just pick up the phone and say, I don't want nothing. I just wanted to check on you. You know what I'm saying? Because so many people are just getting up out of here. He said some guy called him from Virginia. He ain't heard from him in years. And said, Mr. Jakes, I just wanted to say hello to you. He said he sat down and almost started crying because, the guy just called him out of the clear blue, out of all these years. And so he was just encouraging the body of Christ today and just those that listen to his program. Call up a friend. Don't get you to the point you're not connected with different other ones, And just see how they're doing and be thankful that you can. And so, Dwayne, we just, and that's just my encouraging word to somebody you hadn't talked to, somebody, that you haven't seen for a minute. It don't mean they're going through hard times. Life just takes people a different way. And it may be your phone call that when you call and just say, hello, how you doing today? Just thinking about you, And I know a lot of people, that we live in this social media world.
Right.
I guess they do it on Facebook a lot right now. If you want to find somebody, all you got to do is get on Facebook, right, Mandy?
So true. That's very true.
Yeah, you may not have a conversation with them on Facebook. because sometimes, I'd be on Facebook and I'd be seeing people having real conversations.
Yeah.
Like, I think that conversation ought to be on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes it's just good to pick up the phone and hear somebody's voice.
Yeah.
But you said something, and I would just like to share very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Mr. DeWayne, our condolences go out to you and your family. I remember, you know, before my father passed, he normally calls quite often, like every week. True story. The last time he called my phone, I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone run, and I looked down, but I was getting ready for a conference call. And I was like, not now, Daddy. I was like, no, not now, Daddy. I was like, I'll call you. I'll call him back is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the last time he had the opportunity to try and reach out to me.
Wow.
Because, you know, it was the last phone call. So I did not speak to him that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember our last conversation, which was very interesting, and it was really in-depth. But that day, I didn't have the opportunity to speak to him, and it wasn't 2 days later, you know, he was deceased.
Mm.
So it's important, you know, to connect with our friends and family.
Yeah,
we just never know. And to be honest, that's the second time that's happened.
Okay,
you know, where I've kind of like when a phone call came through, I was just kind of like, you know, next time or I'll call back,
mm-hmm.
and didn't have the opportunity to speak to that person again.
And so my word would be to you, when somebody calls, pick up the phone and answer.
No, that's real talk. Like, that's real talk. I'm laughing, but that's real talk because my cousin, remember my cousin passed away, Ricky?
Oh, yeah.
E-man, that happened with him.
Yeah, I remember
You know,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's important to just connect with family. You know, sometimes even when we say, we know we can't speak to everybody right then because we do have lives, you know.
Right,
and we're sometimes busy, but when, you know, after, if we say in our mind we're going to call someone back, you know, it's good to sometimes follow up.
Yeah, and that's kind of what, Dwayne, that's kind of what Bishop Jakes was saying on today. You know, you have to take the time out and really just do that,
right.
You know, because Scripture teaches us we're living in the last days because we see the signs. And you could be here today and gone tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we just pray comfort and pray, you know, God's healing. And those of you who are heavy with hearts and going on into this season of Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, it's this kind of season where we're taking the time to talk a little bit about it tonight because, you know, we're in this season where they say, you know, when you have lost a loved one and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's harder to enjoy these seasons, but I thank God for the word since it's National Bible Week, because the word teaches you, you know, how to get past these times.
That's right.
You know, and so this would probably be a good time to get in the word. You know, it's not going to really erase the pain,
right?
But it helps comfort you through, you know, every situation. And kind of what Bishop Jakes was saying, because he was talking about one of his deacons, Mandy, that started the Potter's House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Bishop started the Potter's House, he didn't come down to a while later, wasn't it, Dwayne? And
when he sent
a Deacon Gray. Huh?
Deacon Holloway Gray, right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he sent Deacon Holloway Gray down. And I think Deacon Holloway Gray was the first guy I met with, you know, because he was doing the church. He was getting the church ready for Bishop to come down.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about that today, and he talked about, you know, exactly what you're saying, Mandy.
Right.
He talked about Deacon Holloway Gray called him that night,
mm-hmm.
and he was busy, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, he normally, when Deacon Holloway Gray called, no matter what he doing,
mm-hmm.
he stopped. But this particular time, he didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, I'll get right back to him. And that was the last time. And so he took a minute to talk about a lot of that today.
Right.
You know, and so what am I saying? I'm just encouraging those of you that's in that season because, you know, we're thankful to God because the flip side and the good side of all of that,
mm-hmm.
no matter how we feel emotionally, you know, because this is an emotional feeling. It is that type of feeling that you don't really understand. You know, we're praying God's comfort for you. We're praying for your mind because mental illness is real. We're praying for that roller coaster emotions that you feel because
mm-hmm.
a therapist will tell you to sit in that emotion. You're supposed to feel sad. You're supposed to have those type of emotions
right.
when you lose someone. But just don't sit in for a long time.
Don't stay there.
Don't stay there because, it will fall into a depression. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. feel, acknowledge the emotion. It's
yes.
not just a human emotion.
Right.
But sitting in there is, for me, that's not an option, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of us, it's not due to our faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said it a while ago, being in God's word. I know that sometimes people can look at that with a critical eye, and it's not being super spiritual. It's the faith in what you believe in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know my dad, for example, he passed away, and I'm going to miss him, you know.
Yes.
I mean, and we all handle things differently, too.
Right, right.
So we just handle things differently. Some people, you know, they have to get that cry out, you know, and that's
mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to get that cry. And some people, they may, I'm not sure, they may move on and kind of like work it out as they go. I'm not sure. I may be one of those type of people. But at the end of the day, this E-Man is the anniversary, my mom's 10th anniversary of her death, you
okay.
know. Mm-hmm. And my mom and my dad, they passed away in the same month, you
oh,
know.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
it was just kind of like, it was really close to home.
Hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I know for me with my mom, you know,
mm-hmm.
Of course I'm going to miss her, and I still miss her to this day. I miss her, you know.
I understand.
But for me, that really wasn't a sad story, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And what I mean is the way I saw it was my mom was getting at the point where things were became painful for her because she had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like there just basically in a human sense, ushering my mom on, telling her it's okay to let go.
Right.
And the reason why is because I felt like to want her to be here, seeing that she was starting to experience pain,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather for her to just go and be free.
Yeah.
Where I had siblings where they, you know, I mean, that was hard to
right,
see it
right.
that way. And I honestly believe the way I saw it that way was due to prayer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was prayer that took me through. Now, with my dad, I don't want to say I have any regrets, but I will say this. I wish I had picked up the phone that day.
I understand.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, prayer will take us through at
yes.
the end of the day.
Yes, as I sit here and listen to you tell that story, mm-hmm. and it's the same way because every one of us have a different story.
Right.
And so this is what I would say to those of you who have lost a child, because, you know, it's always been that saying, a child will bury his mother,
uh-huh.
or his parents, rather.
Yes.
Or parents will bury their child.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful each way. If you bury your parents, it's painful. If you bury your child, it's painful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just agreeing with you because, you know, I buried a daughter.
Yeah.
And that, yeah,
wow.
that's painful. Yeah, I buried a daughter. It was the whole situation was people looked at me. Now, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at me and to look on the outer shell, you know, they were like, oh, you know, some things were said because people didn't understand.
Right, right.
Because I was walking around, and I looked okay.
Yeah.
But in the inside, you know, there was a piece of me that was lost. For
mm-hmm.
those moments or that season, because I was missing my child and just not really. I was young, not really understanding
mm-hmm.
too. You know,
mm-hmm.
not really understanding. So that is painful. You know, it looking back on it, you know, now. You know, I can see it a little differently. And I see where in the inside I cried, where people didn't see the tears on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, so to those of you that's over on the network, we're sharing tonight because there's someone on We Talk Radio Network that's listening around the world, and you're appreciating the conversation. Why? Because you're grieving, you know,
right.
which we all are. Mr. Dwayne, he's grieving for the loss of his loved one. I'm grieving for the loss of my loved one. Man, this,
right.
and so to those of you that's grieving tonight, for those of you that feel heavy, know that God is a comforter.
Yes,
you know, his word teaches us if we put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Every now and then you got to walk around the house, you know, stand in need of man that back in the day when I used to see older people playing their Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine that's what they was doing because they felt heavy,
right?
You know, and then when you have lost a child, you just share you lost a loved one. Because, you know, in my family, I lost 3 family members in 1 month.
Yeah.
You know, we lost, Dwayne can remember this. Those of you that listen to mm-hmm. the E-Man After Show, Dwayne is a part of the E-Man After Show. And Dwayne remember when I lost my sister. We was working, and I got a phone call. You remember that, Mr. Dwayne?
Yeah,
and,
we were doing a show.
We were doing a show, and
wow.
then 2 weeks later, I was burying my dad. Two weeks later in that same month, I was burying my nephew, which was the son of my sister.
Yeah.
In 3 months. Right. And so you say, you remember all that, Dwayne? How did we get through that? We got through that with the comfort of God.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so grateful, because I really didn't lose my mind. I'm
right.
talking about totally lose
right.
I ain't talking about none of that fake stuff where you prayed and you – no,
yeah.
I'm talking about like crazy, crazy.
But see, that's that connection with God,
Ian.
Because I have to just – you know, you and I, we talk about things. We have a lot in common. With my daughter and my biological dad, I lost them 30 days.
Wow.
My biological dad passed away when I was 17. And my daughter passed away when I was 17. I lost them within 30 days of each other. As a matter of fact, it was almost exactly 30 days, come to think about it. My grandma, she was within that three-month period.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like in 3 months, all three, you know, but dad and daughter, 30 days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say this to all of you on the network. You say, oh, wow, they sitting there talking about it like, we feel the emotion, right, Dwayne? We feel
right.
the pain. But we're here to encourage you. If someone have lost a loved one, you know, you're part of that family, you know, embrace them, love on them. You know, listen, I know you lost your child.
Mm-hmm.
I know you lost your parent. This is the time to really wrap your arms around. I mean, if you're dating, if you're in a marriage, if you just friends with people, someone that you know have lost a loved one, you know, this is not the time to be difficult.
That's right.
Not the time to be bickering over small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, hug on them, love on them, let them know, listen, I support you, I got you.
Yeah, sometimes that goes a long ways. A lot of times that goes a long ways, just to have that hug, you know, word of encouragement. Just having people around you in that moment that operate out of wisdom.
Yes.
Because that's so important. People remember.
Yeah.
Now, in that moment, they may be vulnerable and they may be hurting, but it's going to be a day
right.
they're going to look back. And they remember how they were treated during those times.
Yeah, and yes, yes. How do you feel about that, Dwayne?
Yes, definitely. But I was here listening to Mandy, and I was just saying, that's why she's a mentor, because she's been through the fire. She's been tested. She's been tried. And she can pass that wisdom on to those who she mentored.
Right.
So that's why I believe God put it in your spirit to birth, in some ways, a ministry to work with other younger women and older women also, and men too. Because there's a lot of things that you say that also touch me. It's the way you have a way of putting it in a different perspective to where I get it. I don't get it from everyone. And I think that comes from, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, get all churchy and say,
I think I'll say it like this, Dwayne. I think I hear you.
But I get it.
Yeah, you.
Well, thank you.
Because we're not all monolithic, and so we don't all think.
Right.
And so, it's called hearing. It's called hearing a young hearing.
Uh-huh.
It's just like. Have you ever been in church and a preacher, someone is preaching?
Mm-hmm.
You heard one thing.
Right.
I heard one thing, and the next person heard one thing.
Right.
But then sometimes it a person that you can just hear different when they speak.
Right.
If it's even in a classroom, if it's even at work, someone could be telling you, I do it with my kids all the time. With my son and my daughter, I could be both telling them the same thing. One of them get it, one of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else come along and say the same thing I said, and that light pop on.
So true.
You know, and so, but what I think what Mr. Dwayne is saying, I thank God I put people so we can get it.
That is so true.
If you didn't get it from Brother Cantaloupe, you didn't get it from Sister Waller Miller, you'll get it from this person.
True.
You know, and so this is why we're taking the time out on the evening. This is what we do around the domino table. We just have conversation like this. Those of you that clicked on the network and like, what are they talking about? Because they say they was asking for to be thankful. In all of this, we're being thankful.
Yes, we are.
The conversation kind of somewhat geared. This is part of the conversation of being thankful. Why? Because we got to recognize in just our everyday living how God has been good to each and every one of us through every situation.
That's right.
And so we're having a conversation because, you know, we're real people, you know, and we have real emotions. And, you know, when you dealing with real people, you know, this is not the time to be angry at people, especially
right.
if they lost somebody. You know what I'm saying? This is not the time to be arguing. They already going through, you know. This is the time to be real sentimental and real passionate and real, like, you know, you snapped at me the other day, but I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really mean it. You know, you understand what I'm saying, Dwayne? Because sometimes people will snap at you and they don't realize, you know, and then when you snap back, you know, be like, you know, and then they sit back. Because some words you say you can't get back.
That is so true.
And so you got to be also careful of how you, you know, look, I mean, just this probably a couple of months, seemed like every time I get a phone call, man, somebody was passing. I was like, my God, you know. But through it all, God has still been grateful, and we are still thankful. Why? Because we are still able to embrace and love and connect with people to just, and that's what we're doing here on the airwaves tonight. I may not even know you around the world,
mm-hmm.
but my prayers go out to you if you lost a child, if you lost a parent, if you lost a friend.
Right.
This is Thanksgiving, you know. If this is any kind of comfort, know you hate it, but we thankful they made it.
That's right.
They made it, and they wouldn't even want to come back if you wanted them to come back.
So true. And it sometimes it's the person's perspective on death as well.
Yeah, yes,
not
ma'am.
That you won't, and let me just reiterate this. Not that you don't miss the person that's gone. You don't miss those moments,
uh-huh.
but it's the person's perspective sometimes on death. You know, a lot of us, like, for example, I know for me it's the afterlife, right? For a lot of us it is, but it's the perspective. It's not a bad thing. Death is not bad. Now, are you going to be missed? Absolutely. And the way some people leave here is not a pleasant way. And I think that hurts a lot of people, too, the way their loved ones left here. But at the same time, a lot of us, we see death from different lenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, Ime, you said something about the trying times that we're in and about embracing people and about people being snappy, right?
Right.
So I do want to say this, and I'm very grateful for you, because when my dad passed away, E-Man, this was not too long ago. What, a week ago?
Ago, I guess.
Okay, E-Man, let me tell a story. Thank you. But no, like about a week ago.
Are we E-Man snapping now?
E-Man grabbed, he was like, come here. He was just so, like, caring, so loving, so caring, nurturing. He said, come here. And he grabbed me, and he kind of, like, held me. And he said, you know, I just want to talk to you because you've been a little snappy today. And he said, I don't know if you realize it or not. He was very, his tone was very calm. And he was like, you've just been a little snappy. You know, he's like, you may need to take some time. And after Eman talked to me, it really had me thinking. And, you know, I was thinking about how I was engaging with people, what my responses was and things of that nature. But in that moment, Eman, when you were speaking to me, all I could feel is concern and care. I really felt that you cared. I could feel your heart posture, you know. So,
well, you know the other reason why I did that, right?
I'm almost afraid to ask why.
Because we part of it, we was in a meeting, several meetings, and everybody come out of the meeting like, Miss Mandy. And so, you know, so you got to remember, and that's why I was sharing also, when we having meetings and,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes we're not aware. And
right.
so people was coming to me, you know, like, Mr. E-Man. And so the other part was me being me.
Yeah,
but a lot of it was because we were having several meetings like we always do
right.
here around the Mandy the Mentor Show, and mm-hmm. and is Mandy okay? And sometimes we do things unawareably. We don't
right.
even know we're doing it.
Well, I definitely was unaware, but it's the mm-hmm. way you came.
Okay,
because you could have came like, Mandy, what's up? Like, you're a little snappy, but you didn't. You came with very showing that you were concerned and that you understood.
Well, see, that's and also I've hung around older people like Dwayne, Mr. Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dwayne shared stuff with me, and I hung around older men like my Uncle Neil. You know, I admire men that, you know, stay me and Dwayne in the same age, right, Mr. Dwayne? But
yeah.
We also had a guy, we call him Senior. His name was Mr. Silverberg. And me and Dwayne were just, you know, he was somewhat our mentor. He was way older than us.
Mm-hmm.
But he just taught us, this is how you talk to her. How Mr. Senior would do it, Dwayne, this is how you talk to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This is how tell him, Dwayne, Mr. Senior, if you talk to a woman crazy in front of Mr. Senior,
mm-hmm.
oh, you was finna get checked real good. Because he was that daddy figure that, you know, and so we learn so much. And so me and Mr. Dwayne, we talk about how we approach women and what's how we see it, because everybody's body language and everybody's language is different.
Right.
You know, and so you come with compassion, you come with, you know, showing that side of you. You ain't got to be hard all the time. You ain't got to be a Negro in everything.
That's right.
You know, and so, but, you know, appreciate to you, man, that, you know, brother try to show you much love as he can.
Yeah, thank God. I appreciate you. I really do. Especially in those moments, because let me say this, and just being authentic, you know, my family was working me. You know, when there's a death in a family, there's always one that people are going to pull on.
Yeah.
And they were working me. I was tired. I was, but we made it through it, and I believe that it brought us closer.
Right.
I'm talking about siblings.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yes, and so, guys, we so appreciate that you would join the E-Man After Show tonight. We're just hanging out a little bit tonight. We know a lot of you, especially those in the school system. A lot of people are off work this week.
Yes.
They are off work this week, and they are relaxing, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Mr. Dwayne will be traveling. A lot of you will be traveling, so we're going to pray God's grace. We're going to pray out tonight. I want to thank all of you that's been on the network tonight. I want to thank all of you guys that's been following We Talk for the last 11 years.
Yes, yes. Thank you to all of our listeners. Also, I do want to take the opportunity to say thank you to Mr. Dwayne. Mr. Dwayne comes with great encouragement. He's always listening to the shows. You know, always has something to say that's very meaningful. So, Mr. Dwayne, thank you tonight.
You're so welcome. And I listened to your first show with Africa.
South Africa.
I don't know, for some reason I thought it was just one Thursday, but the very first Thursday. I will tune in on Thursdays to listen to it.
Okay.
More. All right.
Those of you on the network, on We Talk Radio Network, where Mr. Dwayne is sharing, Amanda, the mentor on Blog Talk Radio, she has her own show on Blog Talk. And we launched the show, Amanda, the mentor show, live South Africa. That's every Thursday at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the U.S. of A. It's 7 p.m. at USA,
South Africa. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, that's Amanda, the mentor show. That's what Dwayne is talking about. And, you know, it won't be long. You'll have your own network. It won't be long. We'll be on the... All this stuff will be on We Talk Radio Network.
Amen to that. Amen. Shout out. And we're so grateful for the marquee of We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, Miss Kill D.
Let me tell you guys something. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a mentor. She is a mentor. She can be a distant mentor or up front in your face mentor. And I say that because Miss Kill Davis, if you call on her and she's able to be, because she is a busy woman, but let me tell you something. She will take time out. And she will speak to you. She will encourage you. She will teach you, you know.
Yes.
She's somebody that's not selfish, that wants to see everybody win. She's like, there's seats at the table for many.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah,
Very awesome woman. I remember, E-Man, when we first started Mandy the Mentor Show.
About 2 years ago now.
Yes, and you had called Kia, and Kia came right on. You know, she came on. She was very encouraging. She came and she showed us some things and shared information with us that we wasn't privy to at that time. And ever since then, I know she's always been in your life, you know, because you guys have blazed a trail together, you know, in the radio world. But ever since you introduced her to me, she has not changed her face. Her attitude has not changed. She has been the same person that I have met since day one.
Listen, Kia got so much energy.
She really does, man. She comes through and be like, okay, this is my dose of coffee today.
Listen, if you down in any type of way,
right?
And the thing of it is, people probably don't even realize, or they may realize, she go through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because she's a businesswoman. You know, she's been in business for 11 years.
Yeah.
You know, run a successful organization, and she's a founder and CEO.
Yeah.
And so she wear a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a mother. She's, you know, a businesswoman. She's a friend. She's a fiance. She's all of that in a bag of chips, dipping up in a Diet Coke. But listen, if you down in any type of way, by the time you get off the phone with Kia D,
It's over with,
because your whole spirit done perked up.
Come on. She's your espresso when you need it, okay?
Yeah. So we hung out with them on yesterday, Dwayne, and we so appreciative of her. And so This is her network, and we're taking the time to give her her flowers. Why? Because, once again, we want you guys to go on the network. We want you to tell a friend. We want you to tell them about We Talk Radio Network. We want them to go to www.wetalkradio.com, go to our social media page, you know, and check out the site. Then we want you to go to our YouTube channel. You're going to be going to our TikTok channel. There's all kind of stuff going on over here on We Talk Radio. It is a throbbing station. We're going to be around a lot of great personalities. I'm just, to be honest with you, you can't give it like Miss Kia D have given in the last 11 years and God not give it back to her.
That's right.
Because his word would be a lie. And God can't lie because he don't know how.
Yes.
And so he promised her in his promises. If she do what she doing, which is giving, he'll give it back to her, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. I just want, when she get those million, don't forget about me. You know, because
that's right.
She'll pulled a lot in, and we're taking it down. To those of you on the network around the world, well, that's y'all boss. Of course, y'all would say that. No, you ain't listening. If you know Kia D, she ain't got to be your boss. When you get through talking to her, you're going to be like, my, yes.
You're going
to
be claiming. You're going to be naming and claiming.
Yes.
But no, she's really a beautiful person. Really
always
being. Beautiful heart posture. You know phony people.
Oh, for
when
sure.
When you have people around you and they're not authentic, you know it. You can smell it, okay?
Right.
Kia D is very authentic. You know, she is who she is, basically.
And she's been, just like you felt like that with her, I think I was sharing with Mr. T. Smiley on yesterday. I mean, just like you felt that way, I've been around her for 11 years, and she still ain't changed. She
same
was like
person.
That way when I first met her. She was telling us where we met at. We met at the Kwanzaa Fest here in Dallas, Texas, 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been the same, ain't changed a bit. Just probably changed in age, but she ain't changed a bit. Being authentic, you know, ain't in it to hurt nobody.
Yeah.
She don't want nothing from nobody. Because the Negro will tell you off if you don't get it twisted now.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? She's professional.
Yes, she
you
is.
Know, but she's from folk part of the world.
Okay. Okay.
So don't play. You
yeah.
understand what I'm saying? But she's real, a people's person. When you have people like the T.D. Jakes's and all of them speak highly of her, and the people in the industry speaks highly of her, you know why? Because she's been in a lot of boardrooms. She done sit at the table with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
She done been introduced to this world that
yeah.
she, you know, this industry that she's in. And every one of them come out say the same thing we're saying, you know. And she ain't paying us to say that. This is real talk.
Real talk. I remember on a Saturday when we were out to Chuck's World Class Barbershop. She and I were outside, and she's like, it's going to be a great day today. I'm like, yeah, it is, you know. But when she said it, you could feel the positivity coming off of her, you know. So it's so catchy.
Right.
So catchy. So we just wanted to just recognize Miss Kia Davis on this evening and just say thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for being in my life. Thank you for the wisdom. She said I give her wisdom, but she give me a lot of wisdom. She said I mentor her. She mentored me, you know. And so we appreciate to her fiance, you know, Mr. T. Smiley. He came along the side of her. And they just doing the doggone thing because
they really are.
Their whole vision is about making a change.
They work really well together. You see them communicating with one another. On Saturday when Mr. T. Smiley was working, Kia, she's right there. She's ready to jump in. You know, they're communicating with each other, which is so beautiful to watch.
You're right. Yeah, we got 12 minutes for the show, and we're going to be ready to go off the show. And it is. And why? Because ain't nothing like black love, Dwayne. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nothing like black love, you know, when you really love someone authentic.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that's what God is all about. God is about love.
Yes, he is.
He's all about us, you know, coming together. And I can say I love this brother. You know, I'm man, I can love this brother because he's been in the 7 years now, Dwayne. Sir?
You broke up a little.
I say, how long we been knowing each other? About 27 years?
I'd say about 26 years.
Yeah,
you
somewhere
could say
up in there.
27.
Yeah. And so he's been the same brother, you know, from day one we met. We've been working together in this media world, in this industry. Seen a lot, done a lot, done worked a lot of long hours, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, when I shared with him that I was doing the E-Man After Show and another friend of mine, I was like, you know, I was telling them the vision, what I want. And, you know, why? Because I just want common men. When I say common, me and Mandy, you know, I could probably go out there and get some greater influences to come on, you know, for conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the barbershop, when you're playing dominoes, them are the real conversations.
Right.
And so we wanted to create a show where we can, and we're doing it on a platform where we can be authentic, because a lot of platforms won't even let us do this.
Right.
But we on a platform where we, why? Because that person that's listening on the network tonight,
mm-hmm.
they like, oh wow. Why? Because real, no real. You just said it a while ago.
That's right.
And yes, we are Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we believe in God. We are believers.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day. And so we can have more than one conversation. We're mature
right.
enough and safe enough to talk about this and talk about that.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we thank Ms. Davis and Mr. Smiley that they give us this opportunity. And we thank my friend Dwayne and Mr. Anthony and those, you know, because I got like four men have called me. They want to be on the panel.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They like, well, man, you know, you can bring me. I said, just call in. You know what I'm saying? I said, just call in. And if you call in, we'll bring you up. Why? Because one thing Mandy learned about men,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Dwayne is here. He can attest to this. Men open up around men.
Right.
Right, Mr. Dwayne? You know,
right.
We can have conversations that we can't have nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we're around the domino table, you guys. You hear Kia say, I throw y'all under the bus yesterday. Oh, you try to throw us under the bus over there, Mr. E-Man.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Not so, you know, men, we have certain conversations. But if you ladies are in the room, it may be shocking to y'all how we talk, because this is the way we think.
Right.
And so this is why I created the show that way, because we think like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't come together and put our heads together and y'all hear how we think, y'all will miss our language.
Gotcha.
Y'all will miss what we're saying.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my love language may be different than Mr. Dwayne's love language. You understand what I'm saying? But if you don't read it and understand it, you'll miss me.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lay in the bed with you all night. I'm going to get up and go to work. You understand?
Yeah.
All day long. I don't live around on the couch. Do you, Mr. Dwayne? I don't live around on the couch all day long.
Right.
you understand what I'm saying? Don't mean that I don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I believe in getting out there and going to work. So we men have to express that.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of stress off in a lot of different ways. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Dwayne?
I agree.
Yeah. We
agree.
We use stress differently.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, go ahead, Mr. Dwayne.
No, I was just going to say, and sometimes men need forums to be amongst men where you
right.
can just open up.
Yes, sir. And we want to make this, and when I talk to Ms. Davis and Mr. Smiley, they want us to have this kind of free conversation, you know, where you can, you know, you can have a safe place to come.
Right.
Well, you know, we're not on here talking about crazy stuff where, you know, she wanted to be a safe place. He wanted to be a safe place where you're able to come and say, you know what, that was a real great conversation. Why? Because everything they was talking about, I deal with every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be authentic. We want to be realistic. You know, I don't want to be so deep where I can't understand. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? I don't want to be weird out there on no trends where I don't know what's going, you know. No, I like practical.
Yeah.
I learn by practical stuff. Don't be deep with me, because I don't feel like being deep. I'm 60. I think I was telling Mr. T this, Dwayne. I was telling Mr. T, I got to the point now, I just say it. I don't, you know, when you get 60, you say whatever. You know, you just try to be tactful with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hold stuff in. I ain't trying to be stressed out. You know? But, yes, we're appreciative of all of you guys that's on the network listening to the E-Man After Show tonight, those of you on the phone lines. You know, all of this is giving God thanks.
Yes.
It's just in conversation. We're thanking God that he have allowed us to be here in such a time as this.
That's right.
And he have allowed us to, our voices to be heard. Don't never let your voice be silent.
That's right.
I tell women, of course, I tell my daughter this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you don't let your voice be silent. Daddy needs to know what's going on.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Negro put his hand up. Well, we ain't good in that because I Miss Key will be the call. But anyway, you understand what I'm saying? You know, let me know what's going on.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And to my sisters, to my queens out there, never let your voice go silent.
That's right.
Always, you know, speak up. Always share. You know, we're trying to understand y'all language. Some things y'all say, y'all may come, but we got to understand what you're saying and understand your language. Help us with that, man, because sometimes we miss y'all completely.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of times, and this is just my opinion, okay? A lot of times with men, and I just feel this way with being around you, working with you, E-Man, is that they may get used to you saying something.
Okay.
So when you begin to speak, and if it sounds like you're going in that direction,
mm-hmm.
they may automatically assume that's what you're getting ready to say.
Okay.
Right? So they'll, you know, probably tune you out for like 5 minutes,
uh-huh.
they'll come back and they'll reply, but it could be something different. You may have switched up that day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not getting, of course you're familiar with people, right? We all get familiar with each other,
right.
But not feeling like this is just how this person is. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Oh, yeah, I know.
Right.
Even with you, there's sometimes you say things. I'm like, yeah, E-Man, I know. Yeah. And I probably cut you off in the past. I've done that. I know for sure. And then you'll come back and be like, Mandy, this is what I was telling you. Because now I made a mistake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I assumed that you were getting ready to say something that I was familiar with your saying.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we just have to hear people out. Just take time to listen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, ma'am. And so, and as you listen, make sure you hear.
Yes.
Hear what that person's heart is saying.
That's good.
You know, hear what their heart is saying, because if you, like Mandy is saying, if you trying to, you know, read this person based off of what you think, you know,
mm-hmm.
you'll miss their heart.
That's right.
You know, they don't mean no malice. They don't mean they being ugly. They just saying, you know, they just, you know, trying to relate it in the way they know how to relate. Don't you agree, Mr. Dwayne? Because all of us speak differently.
That's true.
You know?
Definitely.
Yes. And especially with your cheering.
Oh, so true, right?
I got two of them, and they grown, and they still, oh, my God. Shout out to my two cheering.
Yeah, shout out to your children.
Yes. But, you know, even with that, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
Especially with my son, it's things that Dwayne know. It's things that I thought he didn't hear.
Uh-huh.
I just knew for sure. And he heard me a lot through what I did,
mm-hmm.
not so much of what I said.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, we can make our mouth say a lot of stuff,
uh-huh.
but the actions and what I, you know, did,
mm-hmm.
he heard me. And now I'm seeing him implement certain things like paying attention to his bills and
right.
being clean and all type of stuff. I didn't mm-hmm. think he was listening. Dwayne yeah. know it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're not saying
well,
that.
Well, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it takes time. Sometimes, you know, my father passed 11 mm-hmm. years. And the things that he would say that I didn't pay, it wasn't that I didn't pay attention to it, but it comes to life even in his passing. And you'll find that out, Mandy, with your father, Eldridge, you'll find. You know, it'll come to say, wow, now mm-hmm. I understand what you meant 30 years ago. Or
right.
now, you know, she might have said it to me 30 years ago, but I now get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a saying, you don't impart what you say, you impart who you are.
Mm.
And that's what you're saying. You know,
that's
you can,
a tweetable
you can
moment right
speak
there.
All day long. You can tell somebody all day long. But a person that's watching your life, that's
mm-hmm.
around you, watch, because they're like your little mentees, right? Your children are like your little mentees. As you were thinking about your son, and you like you said, what you say, it didn't really matter. It's how you really were that he gravitated to. That's
mm-hmm.
that's what was imparted in him.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. You can speak all day long, but there's a transference that's taking place that we can't see, and they pick up on who you really are.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen, we pray and we hope that you enjoyed the conversation. This is the E-Man After Show, another episode. We want to thank all you guys on the network, on the phone lines. Come back next Sunday night. You know, it'll be after Thanksgiving, but you don't have to be Thanksgiving to give God thanks. And so we are grateful to each and every one of you who have listened. Thank you to Mr. Dwayne. Thank you to all of you on the network. Let's pray and let's get ready to end the show. We want you to have a blessed week and a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you back next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on the E-Man After Show. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, how we honor you on this Lord's Day. We thank you, God, because you're God and you're God all by yourself. And, Lord, we give you thanks tonight. We thank you for this network. We thank you for Mandy and Mr. Dwayne with Mr. T. Smiley and to all of those that are listening to the E-Man After Show. Bless them real good this week, God. We pray, God, that you will bless each and every family that's represented, that's listening by way of the Internet, by way of the airwaves tonight, God. We pray that they will have a happy Thanksgiving. We pray comfort of those that lost their loved ones, God. We pray, God, that you will bless them real good. We pray, God, that you would comfort them as only you can. God, you are the great comforter. And, God, we'll give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. God, we thank you because you've been real. You have kept our minds. You have kept our hearts. You have kept us from danger, seen and unseen. If it had not been for you, God, that's been on our side, we would have been swallowed up long time ago. But you're a great God. You're a graceful God. And we're grateful and thankful for all things. And so in all things, God, we want to give thanks. And tonight, God, as we end this show, as they would say in church, we may leave this show, but never your presence. Be with us through the days to come. Touch and heal somebody that's on the network tonight. Touch and bless somebody with a job, God. Raise up that bow down here, that person that has lost their loved ones. Strengthen them, comfort them. Their hearts are heavy, God. We lift up the heaviness, those that don't understand, God. Bless them real good. Send a special anointing, God, that you only you can do. And we trust that you're going to do it. We decree and declare happiness on tonight. We declare and declare that they will be blessed. And we pray, God, that they would trust the process.
Yes.
Father God, no matter who's grieving, trust the process. We put your hands in God's hand because he is the lifter of our heads.
Yes.
God is the lifter of your head. So I pray that God will lift your spirits on tonight.
Yes.
Until we will meet again next Sunday night, God be with you and God keep you. May the Lord God bless you real good until we meet again. This has been the E-Man After Show, and we'll see you next Sunday night.
Next Sunday night.
You guys be blessed, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Dwayne. Happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
Gonna make a change.